Thank you and good afternoon. 26-year-old Eureka resident Jared Lafayette was booked into county jail earlier this afternoon after a vehicle pursuit that involved Arcata and Eureka police. Arcata officers attempted a traffic stop on a stolen vehicle Lafayette was driving near Samoa Boulevard. Lafayette then drove through Manila and over the Samoa Bridge. Due to heavy traffic, Arcata officers had to call off the pursuit. Eureka officers picked up the pursuit near 4th and G Streets, and the chase eventually ended in the 1900 block of Hill Street. Lafayette was detained and booked for evasion and possession of a stolen vehicle, and the vehicle was returned to its owner. As wildfires continue to burn across the region, the quality in the wildfire areas have been deemed unhealthy by the North Coast Unified Air Quality District. Lightning strikes moved through the Gaski Ranger District on Monday and have sparked 6 new wildfires. The series of fires have been named the Gaski Complex and has burned over 800 acres of land. Additional crews and equipment were ordered to the area, and the complex is at 10% containment. Motorists should anticipate increased traffic on Highway 199 and the highway's corridor. This morning, fire management teams and crews reorganized the fires in the Mad River and Dinsmore areas for a more efficient method of attacking the fires. The Route Complex is a series of 7 wildfires previously listed under the Fork and Mad River Complex, and 200 personnel are on scene containing those fires, which have burned over 13,000 acres, with very little progress on containment. Over 700 firefighting personnel remain on scene in the Ruth Lake and Mad River communities containing the Mad River Complex of fires. Due to timber and tall grass, those fires have burned over 13,000 acres as well, and fire crews have the fire at 8% containment. The fire is expected to continue its growth in steep terrain. A community meeting has been scheduled for Wednesday at the Trinity Village Fire Hall to discuss further action regarding the river complex. Those series of fires further to the east on the Humboldt-Trinity County line have burned nearly 3,800 acres with little to no containment. Over 350 personnel are in the Denny area containing the blaze, which has threatened nearby homes and buildings. Mandatory evacuations have been issued for residents along Denny, Daly, and Hoboken. Meanwhile, the Fork Complex in Trinity County has burned more than 25,000 acres of land near the Hay Fork, Hiapom, and Harrison Gulch areas. 1,000 personnel have been out on scene since last Thursday and only have the fire at 5% containment. The fires have caused closures on Highway 3 to the fairgrounds all the way to Highway 36. The Rocky Fire in Lake County has caused the most damage on the North Coast, as over 65,000 acres have been scorched near the Morgan Valley Road and Rocky Creek Road areas. The fire has also crossed Highway 20 in multiple locations, including east of Clear Lake. 3,200 personnel and over 20 air assets from CAL FIRE have the blaze at 12% containment, and CAL FIRE estimates the fire could be contained by next Monday. The fire has destroyed 24 structures and 26 outbuildings, and road closures along the Highway 20 corridor to Highway 53 have been issued. Due to the wildfire, Caltrans has also suspended 2 paving projects that were scheduled for this entire week on Highways 20 and 29. The paving is expected to resume on August 9th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Monday, Congressman Jared Huffman called on the U.S. Department of Interior to take swift action to protect the Chinook salmon in the Klamath River. In late July, Yurok Tribe fisheries discovered the salmon parasite, better known as ick, in the Klamath River, a parasite responsible for the massive fish kill of salmon in 2002. In a letter to Secretary Sally Jules, Huffman requested that the Yurok and Hoopa tribes, along with Humboldt County, work closely with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to release additional water from the Trinity River to boost flows in the Klamath River. Huffman also urged the Bureau of Reclamation to use the county's contractual rights to 50,000 acre-feet of water from the Trinity River. In crime news, 31-year-old Thomas Prince was booked into county jail for burglary after attempting to rob a residence in the 2500 block of California Street. A neighbor reported the incident to Eureka police, and officers responded to the residence and surrounded the house with officers. Prince made multiple attempts to flee the house, but each attempt resulted in running into an awaiting officer. Prince eventually surrendered, and he was quickly detained. Mendocino County deputies continue to investigate an apparent murder-suicide attempt that occurred at a residence on Navarro Ridge Road in Albion over the weekend. Deputies responded to the residence and the woman was pronounced dead at the scene. The man, however, was still alive and was flown to an out-of-area hospital, but he would later succumb to his injuries. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.